Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about the terms of the real estate offer.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk a little bit about buying homes. Right now, it's a competitive market. And although it's slowed a little bit, you still see a lot of multiple offers at the time an offer is presented to a seller. So as a buyer, you've got to understand what the seller is going to look at in considering the offer and the risks involved in the sale. The price is always most important and most interesting, but also you'll want to understand the earnest money. That's the money put forward at the time of the offer to understand how earnest and sincere the buyer is in their intentions to purchase. We've also talked a little bit about the terms, and that is, what is the financing required to complete the sale? If there's little equity, like 3.5% down, or it's 100% financing, there's not a lot of cash coming in from the borrower, that's one type of loan. If they're saying they're bringing in 20% or more, that's great. That's lower risk because the lender's not going to put it through the same scrutiny they would as a tighter loan. But at the same time, you want to make sure that that is liquid, that money that's coming into the sale, that cash that they're claiming they have, make sure that it's not conditioned upon the sale of a property prior to this closing, or that it's not in a retirement fund that needs to be released, or a stock market that might shift before close of escrow. So understanding where the equity is coming that they're going to put in as down payment is critical. Once you've looked at that, take a look at the close of escrow. It should reasonably, most often, if it's financed, be closing within 30 to 45 days of the offer date. So if you're looking at a 60-day close or further out, there may be a reason for that. Possibly their employment has changed more recently and they need to show another paycheck, or their taxes need to be turned in, or something that the buyer's lender does not know or needs to know before they can proceed with the loan. So do look at that as an indication if there's a longer escrow. You'll want to instead, even if you want more time to move or make your next move, you as a seller still want the money in hand. So consider tightening the close of escrow, but leaving the possession date out a little further to give yourself the time you need. You have that luxury if you're a seller and you have multiple offers to make sure that the plan works for you, that you have money in your pocket, you can proceed to your next spot, and then you proceed to move out of the home. In regards to the other terms of the transaction, you'll want to look at what the due diligence process involves. Are inspections pretty reasonable? Are they something that's going to happen within about 10 business days or 2 weeks? If they're asking for more than 2 weeks of due diligence, you've got to understand that the home's not sold until you're past that window, until you've negotiated repairs. So you've got to take a good look at what you've got in regards to the terms in due diligence as well. I'm Marcia Edwards. You can reach me at realestatesmart.org.